It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
This is Hour 1 on a Thursday. Come on in, stay a while. A lot of topics to dive into. Our good buddy Nick Wright will join us a little bit later on. Marcus Freeman, he's the Notre Dame head football coach. He'll join us a little bit later on as well. An update on the LIV Tour and Charles Barkley's future on the LIV Tour. Bubba Watson reportedly will join the LIV Tour coming up in a couple of weeks. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. One of our more popular shirts has been updated. Marvin's been added to the Fab 5 shirt, available in the store, danpatrick.com. Yep, Marvin has officially made it. Yay. Part of the Fab 5 here.
Wow. Yay.
Congratulations, Marv. Congrats.
Thank you.
You don't get any residuals from the T-shirt, but your name is on the T-shirt.
That's what it's about.
Yes, it is. It's about the team. It's about the audience, about giving back, not getting, it's giving.
Play for the name on the front of the T-shirt than the money in the bank account.
Yeah. Yes, Paulie.
He does get one free medium shirt.
Medium?
Well, because those don't sell very well. So we're
left over more.
Okay. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Play of the day, poll questions, stat of the day, as I mentioned, all of that forthcoming. Daniel Snyder, the Washington Commanders owner, will testify via Zoom, via his yacht, somewhere in the south of France. Now, he's not going to they couldn't subpoena him because he didn't want to be under oath to talk about certain things like hush money to people who were under that sexual misconduct payment that was given out, a couple of million dollars. But Daniel Snyder, I think, testifying as we speak, but it's a private testimony, a private deposition, I think, is what they call this. But we'll see if there's anything that comes out of that with Daniel Snyder. Probably not. The Mets beat the Yankees again. The Yankees picked up a very good player from the Kansas City Royals, Benintendi, and we'll talk about that coming up. Now, you know, that was exciting baseball last night. The New York media loves when the Mets do well, even when they think the Mets are going to do well. So the Mets taking two from the Yankees, this was a big deal. Max Scherzer last night. Max Scherzer is 38 years of age. He looked like a man possessed. He just like a wild man out there. And when he was facing Aaron Judge, it was great. Struck him out three consecutive times. But watching him pitch in a big game, big moment there, it was good. It was fun to see. All right, Seton poll question today. What are we sitting on?
We could do one off of the Subway Series, Dan. Would you rather see an all New York World Series or literally any two other teams?
We saw this back in 2000. So, all right. Like every couple of decades, I'm okay with it. But would I like to see the Dodgers against the Yankees or the Mets against the Yankees? Or the Astros against the Dodgers or the Astros against the Mets? You know, I guess it's recency bias, but it was great atmosphere with the Mets and Yankees last night. The Mets sweeping the two-game series with the Yankees, the first Subway Series sweep since May of 2014. Max Scherzer, on his birthday, seven-inning shutout ball, and they ended up winning it in the bottom of the ninth, a walk-off base hit by Starling Marte. Yes, Paulie.
I would have a birthday party for Max Scherzer every 5 days in the clubhouse just to get him fired up. It's like a mental cue.
On his birthday, he's had five starts in his career. His ERA is 0.82.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day. Yay, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day.
Yeehaw! Our good buddy Darius Rucker there with a stat of the day. All right, what other poll questions are we looking at here?
Well, this one just sort of blew up my morning.
Oh.
I don't know that I want to do this right now because it might take over the show, Dan.
Okay.
But I've got a list of the greatest sandwiches in the United States.
Why did this come up?
I don't really know. I just clicked on a link and I was like, wow, this is serious.
So wait, you're going through the web, yeah, the internet, and you see best sandwiches of all time?
I see like best sandwiches in the United States, which why wouldn't you click on that?
Mm. Yeah, Paul.
Is this like individual places where you can go, like you're in Athens, Georgia, and the best sandwich? Or is this like sandwich ranking, like ham and cheese versus Italian combo?
This is the opening line of this article is the founding fathers could have named this country the United Sandwiches of America.
Oh, boy.
That'd have been a good idea.
The first one named is a cheesesteak. Now, it's possible this is going in alphabetical order, but something about that.
Yeah, okay. Got another one?
No.
No, as a matter of fact, everything flew right out as soon as I started clicking on the sandwich thing.
So the Yankees acquire all-star outfielder Andrew Benintendi. He had been a Red Sox, went to the Royals. He's an all-star, got a high average. I don't know if anybody cares about a batting average anymore. Like, hey, he's batting .320. It's like, so? How many home runs does he have? What's he have, like three home runs and 39 RBIs? But his OPS is .788. Like, okay. But Giancarlo Stanton's out for a little while. Gallo can't play. All he does is strike out. Fans don't like him, and they pick up Benintendi here for the stretch drive. The other story that came out that I was like, where did this come from? This is yesterday afternoon where the Angels trainer says Mike Trout has a rare chronic back condition that may affect his career. So the trainer, per the Orange County Register, was and the Athletic, was talking about that, you know, muscle spasms around the inflammation, and he's got some kind of dysfunction at T5 vertebrae here. And I went, well, first of all, who gave the trainer for the Angels permission to tell people about this? I don't know if this is standard procedure that if you say to the trainer, hey, just want to ask you, Mike, got any information on Mike Trout? Oh, don't you know he's got a rare condition? His career may be in jeopardy. I'm thinking, I don't know if I would be approving that. If I'm Mike Trout or the Angels, I'd be talking to the trainer going, I think we better ixnay on the information, eh? Yes, Paulie.
And a lot of the headlines yesterday when they came out were very scary. It's a rare back condition that will likely be monitored for the rest of his MLB career. A timetable for his return is uncertain. And then they show pictures of Mike Trout like grimacing. And like even the phrases they used, costovertebral dysfunction at T5. When you can't pronounce something, yeah, it's very just, scary.
It's trouble.
There's a lot of like buzzwords or red flag words used in there.
Yeah. I like how Mike Trout downplayed the concern about his back because then he starts speaking for the head trainer for the Angels. Yeah, I just talked to Mike. It's not what the report came out. I think he meant to say, I've got to stay on top of the routine I do on a daily basis to prevent it from coming back. I feel good where I am right now. Every day it's improving, and I feel really good. I feel really good today. Boy, okay, nothing to see here. Let's move on. Yes, Todd.
Just a heating pad, maybe a little icy hot or Bengay. I'm fine. I don't know what he's talking about.
I was surprised that I don't know. It doesn't fall under the doctor client, you know, doctor patient umbrella, but it's close to it. It's the trainer. And when did they find out about this rare condition with Mike Trout's back? Yes.
And you would think, wouldn't you get a second, third, even fourth opinion? You talk about the best player in baseball before you're going to go to the press and talk about a vertebrae problem?
Oh, man. Nothing like those 10-year contracts for $400 million. You can be part of the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, the Do Good Foundation, born from the tragedy of 9/11. Tunnel to Towers Foundation's been honoring America's heroes ever since. Donate $11 a month to T2T.org, the letter T, the number two, the letter T.org. Another story that came out, the Golden State Warriors have won four of the last eight NBA championships. But with all that success, they've paid for it. The Warriors paid close to $170 million in luxury tax last season. Not salary, that's luxury tax. And then you're looking at probably close to $200 million this year if you decide to extend Jordan Poole and Andrew Wiggins. And then all of a sudden, Draymond Green comes out and says, hey, I'd like a five-year max deal, which would be $164 million. That's a lot of money. And if you're Draymond Green, what are you taking to the negotiating table? Hey, I shot under 30% from three-point range, and I disappeared on multiple occasions in this year's playoffs. Any questions? Now, he can say, we won. You did. You did. Now, could they have won without Draymond Green? I'm going to say yes. Yeah, I think they could have. Yeah. He's 32, coming off a string of poor playoff performances, and I can't imagine handing him a max deal, but not my money. Golden State wants to spend it, and you want to spend it on Draymond Green. I think he giveth and he taketh away. I think he's probably more interested in what's going on with his broadcasting career, post-basketball career. I just think there are times when he's not very good when he's on the floor. Yeah, Marv.
I thought the Warriors were built, not bought.
Ooh. Well.
I really hate that term. Sorry, DP.
They pay. I mean, they were built, and then they had to continue to pay. It's like the Yankees in the mid-90s. It's like they built it, and then they kept them all there. It's all these other teams, like 90% of the teams in baseball – basketball, hey, we developed something. We can't afford to keep them here. Who wants to pay for them? I mean, this happens every year, it feels like, with the Pirates or the Reds, where you go, is that guy going to make a lot of money? Is he available? Okay, we'll take him. Golden State was able to keep everybody under their financial umbrella. So I give them credit. Like, you want ownership that's going to spend money. And Yankee fans always know that. Yankees, you know they're going to spend money. Golden State spent money, kept everybody together. Yeah, see.
That was always going to be the struggle, is how does Golden State pay everybody?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm surprised it took this long, though, for Draymond to sort of like, well, I think I'm ready for
a max deal. Yeah, Paul.
But if you're Draymond, isn't he the ultimate example of a guy who should stay where he's at and maybe take less for the relevancy of it? He wants to have this media career and post-career be on TNT. If he signs with the Kings and makes $4 million more a year, we're never speaking about him again during his NBA career.
Well, first of all, nobody's going to offer him any kind of money that's near this max deal.
I guess what I'm saying is if it was close, let's say he got a $90 million for 3 years from the Kings and $80 million from the Warriors. That $10 million can be made up with your media career.
Well, yes, and you want to be relevant because once he leaves Golden State and he goes to a nondescript team, nobody's going to care about Draymond Green unless it's one of those, hey, did you see what Draymond Green did last night? Then you know he probably did something stupid. But he's a Hall of Famer, and he was a great addition for this team. He did all the right things at the right time when he was first starting out. He was a point forward. Very, very valuable. Now, not so much. Yeah, Marv.
Is he, we talked about this yesterday, is he Lynn Swan, John Stallworth-esque, where the numbers may not blow you away, but he was a part of four championship teams?
Well, Lynn Swan was the most athletic, one of the most athletic wide receivers ever.
What are you trying to say about Draymond?
He was not one of the most athletic. He just knows how to play basketball. Lynn Swan, if you put Lynn Swan in today's game, he's going to be a superstar. John Stallworth, they ran the football. Steelers ran the football, and then they went for home runs. Terry threw home runs to those guys. So I think you might be able to try to bring in Lynn Swan and Julian Edelman kind of conversation, but Draymond Green to Lynn Swan, nah, not buying that. I think Draymond's just a good player in a great place, capitalized on it, and he's going to win. You know, he's the reason why Kevin Durant left. He cost him NBA Finals. So as good as he's been, I can look back and it's not exactly a consistent career. Yes, Seton.
Isn't Draymond also the dude who's credited with bringing Kevin Durant in?
I think they all did. The Hamptons Five went out there.
Yeah, but I feel like he's sort of the
Timberlake
of the Hamptons Five.
Yeah, the Hamptons Five does not seem like the toughest team to go against. Like if you pull up to a pickup
That's
court.
True.
Here come the Hamptons Five.
But if those guys walk out of the house, then it's like, oh, we're like, if you go, hey, who we got? You guys got the Hamptons Five. You guys are going to play. You're going to play the Rucker Five
or the Hamptons Five.
You're going to play the Cabrini Green Five.
He's wearing seersucker shorts.
Yes. Yes. They have polo shirts on.
Watch out for Brett. He's got great handles.
Yes.
The Martha's Vineyard Five is up next.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Straight out of Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah. But it doesn't sound intimidating if you go, oh, man, we got to play the Hamptons Five. And then those guys walk out of the house and it's like, oh, we're done.
Who do we got coming in to negotiate the deal? The Hamptons Five? Now you're listening. Yeah. Now you're like, oh, crap, the Hamptons Five.
Got my attention.
Uh-oh.
All right, we'll settle on a poll question. Got a lot of topics to dive into. The Notre Dame head football coach, Marcus Freeman, a little later on. Nick Wright, our buddy from Fox Sports, will stop by. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. M-Drive Boost and Burn, everyday supplement for guys who want to burn fat, boost energy, and support healthy testosterone levels. As you get older, hard to lose weight, and you want to feel lean. You want to feel strong, especially this time of the year. There's so many outdoor activities. You don't want to be sluggish. M-Drive Boost and Burn helps you get results. Made with clinically tested ingredients to support healthy weight loss, testosterone, and enhanced lean muscle. Right now, give it a try, $5. So it's a two-week trial just for my audience. Back by science and an exclusive deal just for my audience here. First 2 weeks of M-Drive Boost and Burn, $5, free shipping. Got to go to mdrivedan.com. So don't let age beat you. Sign up, two-week trial, M-Drive Boost and Burn at mdrivedan.com. First 2 weeks, $5, free shipping, mdrivedan.com. Still got summer going on, and you want to make sure you got energy to last the rest of this summer. And you can do it by starting with M-Drive Boost and Burn at mdrivedan.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member waiting to impress. Learn more, MBUSA.com. Play of the day coming up. The United States is offering up a deal to Russia for the release of WNBA star Brittany Griner. So I guess that they, I mean, it amounts to a trade that they're trying to get Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan. He's another American who the government considers to be wrongfully detained, and he's a journalist. But apparently Russia wants in return the notorious Russian arms dealer who's doing a 25-year sentence in the United States. His name is Viktor Bout. I guess he's a really, really bad guy, and he's doing a 25-year sentence in the United States, but trying to make a two-for-one trade here, including Brittany Griner. Yes, Todd.
And Russia wants a murderer to be named later? I didn't understand that part of the deal.
That is not true,
Todd. I need a second
that
source on
that. That is not true. That is not true.
Not true.
You're better than that.
You think so?
No. Yes, Steve.
It's got to be pretty insane, though, to be Brittany Griner and be like, okay, who are they getting for me? The Merchant of Death.
Is that what his name is?
Someone called the Merchant of Death.
Not his born name, not his given name on his birth certificate. I think he earned the nickname.
I just had like a little bit of weed oil, but you guys are getting back the multi-million-dollar Merchant of Death.
Merchant of Death.
That does seem a little unfair. Is there like a Russian guy who jaywalked over here that we can say, let's start there?
Yes, Todd.
That's why we need to get two back in return. That's why it's two for one, because he's the Merchant of Death. He's worth at least two of ours.
Okay,
that's what I think. Right. I'm not there for the negotiations, but if that guy has that nickname, we better get at least two people back.
No, thank you, Todd. Todd has his SportsCenter tease. You're on a roll. Might as well get that out of the way.
All
right, Marv, will you hit the SportsCenter music?
Coming up on SportsCenter, how the Bronx Bombers met their match in Queens and why fans of the Pinstripes shouldn't get too judgy, we'll explain. Congress awaits some Snyder remarks from Washington's owner. KJ makes the right decision, but what's wrong with Mike Trout's back? Also, a former Rebel thinks he all missed out on proper prep. Plus, what's the trade market for Brittany Griner? We're putting it to the test. So stop rushing around. Live your best life like Bubba. SportsCenter is next.
Yeah, kind of short on that.
I could have used one more line there.
Yeah, you didn't. Or, a couple of them. Yes. Well, no, it's probably better, you know? Yes, Pauly.
I thought he hit a couple doubles there at the end.
Yeah, he did. Putin.
Bloop.
Yeah. Bloop, bloop. Thank you, Todd.
Yeah.
All righty. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. Charles in Virginia leads us off. Hi, Charles. What's on your mind?
Hey, Charles. Sorry. Hey, Dan. It's 5'11", fluctuating 175, 185. First off, I don't think you understand what on a roll means. You just told Frizzy was on a roll and he was nowhere close. He used that one completely wrong. But I was calling in quick on Draymond Green. I just wanted to I don't think he gets enough credit for the improvement of his rebounding form. When he came in the league, he couldn't keep his legs to himself. He flailed all around, and he's worked on that really well. In the beginning, he said he couldn't control it, and he has got that under par, and I think he does great. He just doesn't get enough credit for his rebounding form that he has improved so much on. Thanks, Dan. I'll take it
all off. All right. Thank you. My apologies for not talking about Draymond's improved rebounding form there.
About time, Patrick.
All right. Let's give him a max deal. Well, what are your strong points? I improved the form on my rebounding. Okay. I like him, but I like him at a certain price. You know, there's certain things you buy where you go, all right, I'd pay that. Or if you go, well, I'm not going to pay that. Steph Curry, you go, I'm going to pay that. Draymond Green, nah, I'm not going to pay that. Now, I don't know where they settle here. I'm sure that they would love to keep him in a Golden State uniform for the next couple of years before he retires. Yes, Eden?
If you could only do one, would you give Draymond a max contract or let him go?
I'd let him go. I mean, they got youth. They got some guys. Now, can Kuminga and Wiseman sort of fill in what Draymond Green does? I like Draymond in certain moments. But when he acts silly like he did to start the NBA Finals, and that's when I said, just play. Just, you don't have to do any of that goofy stuff.
Don't be silly.
Just have fun. But, you know, he keeps reverting back to that. And that's, you know, it used to be where you go, well, we can look past that. Man, he's a good player. But you can't look past that now. Because their first couple of games, I just thought, he's trying to tangled up and, you know, trying to be the agitator. And I just want you to play because you can still help your team. And it felt like that was taking away from the Golden State Warriors. But if they're willing to pony up the money, then, you know, good for them. They want to keep it all together, but I would not. I'd walk. Michael in Indiana. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
I stumbled on a piece of trivia this morning that may have been obvious, maybe not obvious. Wanted to see if you guys caught it quickly.
Okay.
And here it is. There is one player in NBA history who has a winning record against Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, and LeBron. Want to take a guess at it?
A winning record.
Winning record.
So has to be somebody who's played a long time to have played against everybody.
Yep.
All right. Good player or great player? Can I get a hint?
He's definitely in the Hall of Goodest. Okay. I'm not borderline.
Is he like a Joe Johnson kind of player?
No, he's better than that.
Oh, he's better than Joe Johnson. All right. Paulie?
Tracy McGrady?
Nope.
All right. Marv?
That was my guess.
Oh, okay. So, let's see. The Hall of Very Good.
I've got a hint if you want it.
Yeah, sure.
He may or may not have been a coach in the last 5 years. And may still be a coach. Who knows?
Sounds like he's probably a coach. Okay,
yeah.
He may.
I don't know why we needed to be vague on that. He may or may not. Okay. He may or may not have been an astronaut. I don't know. He may or may not have been in the show Euphoria. Yes, Molly.
Marv and I are going to go with Jason Kidd.
Jay Kidd.
Clever, but no. What if I told you?
What if I told you?
Big shot.
Bob Ori Oreo?
Chauncey Billups?
Oh, no. Chauncey Billups.
Oh, okay. It's going to say, well, Big Shot Bob.
He never missed a shot.
No, he did not. All right. Well, thank you, Michael. All right. Chauncey Billups. He may or may not. Can't imagine Michael giving hints around the kitchen table to his wife, you know? Yeah. I got something for you. Or did I?
What are we having for dinner tonight? It may or may not be chicken.
Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. Okay, we went from Draymond Green's rebounding form to somebody may or may not have been a coach.
I don't know why that, like, I'm finding that so funny.
Well, no, it was the delivery. He may or may not be a coach. Have been a coach. He may still be a coach. Hmm? Yes, Paul.
I do like unhelpful hints. That stretches a bit.
May or may not drive a Volvo.
Andrew, what do you have for me?
All right, Dan. Good morning, guys. I have a question for you guys, and it may or may not with a trade rumor for KD.
All right.
So my question is this, is that with all the trade rumors that I've heard, for KD going to different teams, right? I haven't heard that any of them become the championship, like, number one, right? So they're the favorite to win the championship. So is there a trade rumor out there or a team that could possibly trade without giving up too much stuff for KD that becomes the finals favorite? And also on that note, if you take a look, Jaylen Brown is a lot more valuable to the Boston Celtics than Jason Tatum, because if you have a list that includes two-time MVP Nikola Jokic, DeMar DeRozan, Joel Embiid, Bradley Beal, and Anthony Davis and Pascal Siakam, but Jaylen Brown has more playoff points than every one of those players. So he's a valuable piece, and I was just wondering, is there a team that becomes a favorite to win the finals if he goes there, if KD goes there?
Oh, yeah, Boston. I mean, Boston's already the favorite. If he goes to the Suns, you know, who are you giving up? You can't trade Ayton. You can't trade Booker to the Nets. And if you were somehow able to keep everybody together, then you would have a champion. You'd be the favorite, certainly. But if he goes to Boston, they're already the favorites. In fact, not overwhelming favorites. Let me see if I have the DraftKings odds. These are the updated odds. The Boston Celtics continue to be the betting favorites in Vegas. Now plus 450 to win the title. The Clippers and Warriors tied at plus 600. Those are the second best odds. That's why I just said I would stay with what we have. I'd stand pat because I do like getting Brogdon. You get somebody who can handle the ball, crunch time situations. And I like Gallinari. You know, he's a nice addition there. And you have a good nucleus there. They've had a taste. They've been to the Eastern Conference Finals a couple of times. They've been in the NBA Finals, getting that experience at this age. Now, here's the one question that I have. Jaylen Brown's future with Boston after the next 2 years. That's the curiosity that I have, because if you know you're not going to keep him, then, all right, let's trade him. And if we can get Kevin Durant and we have him for the next 3 or 4 years, then we got a chance to win a couple of championships here. that you could almost say we can guarantee we're going to be playing for a championship in two or three of those years. Because if I'm not keeping Jaylen Brown, then I'm trading Jaylen Brown if it means I can get Kevin Durant. But it feels like the Celtics are negotiating against themselves. Hey, we gave you this deal. We gave you a package deal. And then I don't know what the Nets said in return, like, no. Or, no, but it's a start. And I think that's the curiosity I would have here. Yes, Eden.
But if you're, and we've mentioned this before, but if you're going to lose somebody like Jaylen Brown, don't you want somebody that you think will stay long-term?
Well, I'm hoping that Kevin Durant, if you're talking long-term, is at least 3 years. And that's tricky, too. But if you say to Kevin Durant, hey, you get to play with Jason Tatum. Now, he might say, well, we're kind of the same player. You know, we might get in each other's way. I mean, who knows with KD? But I'm guessing he wants out of Brooklyn. And that's where, if you're the Nets, you say, look, we tried with Miami. We tried with Golden State. We tried with Phoenix. We couldn't get what we wanted in return. This is our best deal. How badly do you want out of Brooklyn? Does anybody want to take a pie to the face? Who thinks that KD will be traded before the season starts? Anybody on the other side of the glass there?
Before the season
starts. Is Kevin Durant on opening night? And out of Texas, 7-footer Kevin Durant. Will we hear that in Brooklyn? Marv?
I'll take a pie to the face. Kyrie and KD both stay in Brooklyn.
Ooh.
Opening night. They're both on the roster.
Okay. Anybody want a piece of that? Anybody? No. Paul? Paul.
I was going to suggest Ben Simmons not being on the roster.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be the guy you trade first? Or are you holding on to hope?
You know, at his age, I got to hold on to a little bit of hope because there's a whole lot of potential there. And if I keep, it's either going to be really good because he can blend in with KD and Kyrie, and he doesn't have to score, and there's no drama there. It's just like, hey, and Ben's playing well. Now, if KD and Kyrie go and then Ben has to step up a little bit, you know, further to be the leader there, then I'd get a little bit nervous there. But I would hold on to him just to see what you could have there. I think that'd be really important. Yeah, Paul.
So that, I know it's complex, but that Ben Simmons designated contract hurts the trade market for Kevin Durant. So if you could somehow trade...
Because you can't get Bam Adebayo because of that, and you can't get Devin Booker because of that.
And like another dozen good players are in that mix. So I was wondering if they would have thought about trading Simmons to allow them to trade Durant.
Hmm. I get the feeling, and well, I've said this from the beginning, that KD was going to be there to start with. You know, and Kyrie's probably going to be there as well. I just don't know if the Nets are going to go. Like, the Nets don't want to help the Celtics get better because they're in the Eastern Conference with them. And do you want to gift something to LeBron James? I wouldn't. But it feels like they're probably going to go, we tried, guys. And, you know, I think the purchase price for Kevin Durant is too high for these other teams. Because now you know, okay, Boston was going to offer that. Well, that's the start. You know, you're going to fill in some other things, going to add, maybe subtract. That's a lot. It's not five picks for Rudy Gobert. You're actually getting pieces here. If you could get Marcus Smart, Defensive Player of the Year, Jaylen Brown, who was the best player on the Celtics in the finals, okay, you got my attention. I don't like giving up KD, but then I don't want to deal with the drama anymore. Yeah, Paul.
If you ever go to the subways in New York City, especially this time of year, the Knicks and Nets always put up posters and billboards that says, buy your season tickets now. And they, you know, Julius Randle and there's RJ Barrett. The Nets should have a big question mark, a big white question mark on a black screen. Say, buy your tickets, you know, have some fun with it.
Yeah. Just a silhouette of the players and you're not quite sure who they are. Yes, Todd.
Now, Durant, I know, is sensitive on social media and he reads everything people say about him, but he wouldn't act like a malcontent like James Harden would show up out of shape. If he ends up still on the Nets, what his behavior would be like?
That's not his style. I mean, Durant, I think, has too much pride in being one of the greats of all time. You know, James Harden just, hey, how do I get out of this place? I don't know. Show up late and out of shape. All right. Accomplished. And then, I don't want to be here in Brooklyn. What do I do? And just stay out of shape. All right, let's send you to the Sixers. And then all of a sudden he's like, this is where I want to be, and I'm going to win here. And I like how they, you know, all of a sudden these people in the NBA following the NBA are like, you know, there's some questions about that contract. Yes, I had a question right away. It's a one-year deal. It's 2 years, but he has a player option. It's a one-year deal. And then he's going to get a contract extension from his buddy Daryl Morey. At least that's how I read it. Like, oh, he's taking less so they can build a championship. Okay. He's still getting paid first year, second year. You're not going to see that in his contract. They'll sign him to a four-year deal, probably. Max money, $50 million a year. Something crazy. Play of the Day's up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, my God.
The play, the play of the day.
Turner left side, got it!
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Swinging a liner to left, base hit. Put it in the books. Here comes Escobar. He scores the winning run. Marte slams his helmet down at first. The Mets have swept the Yankees. They have defeated them 3-2. The Mets pour out of the dugout. They are mobbing Starling Marte to the right of second base.
Mets Radio Network. It certainly felt like a big deal last night. That's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by Discover. We can talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. That's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Nick Wright, our good buddy, First Things First co-host, will join us a little bit later on. The Notre Dame head coach Marcus Freeman stops by, and the great golf writer for Sports Illustrated, Alan Shipnuck. He's at the LIV Tour event in New Jersey. And the big news, Bubba Watson is going to leave the PGA Tour. I was just curious strategy-wise, why now? Do you wait until after the season? He's going to play. His first event will be in Boston coming up. And I get the feeling that there are a few other golfers that are just, you know, like in the observation deck. They're just kind of checking out what's going on. Because Bubba can join the LIV Tour now, because the big news is Charles Barkley's decision. And he said that he will have that decision by tonight. He will make his decision on the LIV Tour tonight. I've said all along, from what I'm told, that he is going to join the LIV Tour. I don't know if there's any 11th hour reconsider, but it feels like Charles is like, hey, they're independent contractors. I'm an independent contractor. And the question would be, can he stay at TNT? And what's going to happen with his sponsors? Yes, Paul?
One thing that surprised me when you interviewed Charles the other day is he said he has not had any conversations with his bosses at TNT about this, which
can't imagine.
Surprising. But in the past 3 days, I would think that he and his agent would have to, because you'd want to keep TNT in play if you can. If you could double dip and do TNT in the LIV Tour to some level, Charles would, you could triple his salary.
Well, Charles owes it to TNT, then he needs to call them. He needs to say, hey, let me test the waters here. What's the temperature? And they might go, look, we got a problem with this or this or this. Or if you want to do it, you still have a contract with us. I think Charles owes that to TNT. Now, TNT has been wonderful for him, but he's been wonderful for them as well. But I think just out of mutual respect there. Yes, Eden.
Why would he have to do one or the other?
Well, I don't know what the schedule, because they're adding more events. So they have 8, and then they're going to 14. And at what point do you go from 14 to 20 or 18? And then does that impact Charles' schedule with TNT? And maybe it doesn't, but TNT's probably wanting to know where are your priorities.
Well, because unless TNT drew that line in the sand and gave him an ultimatum of it's either us or them, I don't know why he wouldn't be able to do both.
He's the one that brought it up that he didn't know if he could. So that was his thought, his opinion, that he's not sure if he could even do it. Not sure if he was going to be able to keep the clients, you know, these sponsors that he has.
Yeah, no, yeah, and I'm saying from his point of view, why would he have to choose one or the other?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He might not have to, but that's where you call TNT and say, what do you guys think? Because TNT doesn't want to lose him, and I'm sure that they will try to come up with some kind of compromise here to placate him. But I would think if you're going to talk to the LIV Tour, I would be calling TNT just to say, I'm going to talk to Greg Norman. I just want to let you guys know out of respect. Let's see. Brent in Utah. Hi, Brent. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, Dan and Danette? How are you?
Good.
I can relate to that. Yeah, All right.
I think only Fritzy does that.
Kind of stealing Fritzy's bit.
Yeah. Come on, Brent.
Apologize about that. Hey, 6'2", 70. I'm golfing with a bunch of BYU alumni tomorrow, and I have my New York Jets mom's shirt on order. I'm hoping that gets here today so I can show up on T-Box number 1 with my appropriate BYU gear on.
You know what? Hey, take a picture to, when you play, and then send it in to us, okay?
Yeah, no, I saw that on the T-shirt store, and I don't know who's getting all your T-shirts. Genius. That's genius. Just yep. pure genius there. Yep. Hey, question for you. How come we don't hear more NBA teams doing what the NFL's doing when it comes to players looking for trades? You've given Jimmy Garoppolo permission to go seek a trade. How come the Nets haven't given Kevin Durant permission to go seek a trade and see if they can't work something out themselves?
Well, they might have. I don't think they want to let him go. I mean, the Niners want to let Jimmy Garoppolo go. I just don't like when you say, hey, you can go seek a trade. We'll give you permission. Well, inevitably, it comes back to the team to go, no, we don't want that. I would rather say to the team, find out what's best for you and then come back and tell me. Can we come up with maybe two possibilities here? His possibilities are really limited. And he probably can talk to two teams maybe. But if I'm the Niners, I just say to Jimmy Garoppolo, just be patient. We want to keep you here. Maybe if something comes up in camp where somebody gets injured, nicked up, somebody gets suspended, then we could trade you and we could get more. He's not even practicing with the team right now. He's observing right now. Barry in Santa Fe is back. Hi, Barry.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, chat row. I wake up this morning, and what do I hear? Do my ears deceive me? Dan Patrick talking baseball? Something we watch and love? Unbelievable. I have a best of the almost weekend. My New York Mets sweep the New York Yankees in the Subway Series. Scherzer to Judge. With. To quote the great Pedro Martinez, who is your daddy?
Thank you, Barry. Enjoy it while it lasts. It was fun last night. Scherzer, Judge, loved it. Bringing cheese, man. It's good. Pitched seven great innings there. All right, coming up next hour, Nick Wright has his top 50 NBA players of the last 50 years. And guess who is not in the top two? Michael Jordan.
Excuse me?
Yes. Shaq, by the way, is nine. Nick Wright will join us coming up. And Notre Dame head coach Marcus Freeman a little bit later on, back after this.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.